Have you had any complications as a result of your diabetes?
Unfortunately, yes, a few. This is where you really have your mind made up, where the cheating on in the past catches up with you fast. That's how I put it, fast and last, it really is. Yeah, in my case, back in September 98, I changed the job actually, and I, in them days, I worked at an operating theatre in a hospital, would you believe? And this particular morning, I was always the first one in work. My parts of my job was to get all the operating theatres up and ready for all the rest of the staff to come. So I used to get in about 7 in the mornings and open up the theatres. This particular morning, I arrived and I felt unwell, in as much as I thought I got out of bed too quick, if you know the feeling sometimes. And I couldn't stop turning left. Sounds amusing, but I couldn't walk in a straight line. And I wondered what was wrong with me. But 20 minutes later, I couldn't stand up. I just couldn't do my job. I crawled out of the operating theatre. There was no other staff there. I managed to get myself on a seat. And with luck, we, in them days, we had an anaesthetist who was also qualified as a GP in his early medical career, and he knew instantly what was wrong with me. He managed to get me with a nurse carried through to recovery department, and explained to me that I was having a stroke. And it's not the thing that you really want to be told early in the morning. It frightened me to death. So anyway, they put me on a bed, and within sort of 20 minutes, I felt fine, absolutely fine. And I thought, gosh, whatever, if this was a stroke, he's either wrong, or if this is having a stroke, then this is the one I'll have. You know, I felt fine. And he come back to see me and he said, I've got an ambulance coming for you to take you to the main hospital. I said, well, I feel fine now. He said, you may do, but I'm sorry, but in a few minutes, I don't think you will be. And as doctors are, most of the time, they're completely right. By the time I was taken to the main hospital in Oxford, the John Radcliffe, I felt absolutely terrible. But this, they then told me that I'd had this stroke.